Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom and welcome to another edition of The Truth in PDX right here on blogtalkradio.com. I am your host, Bishop Yao Sapka, with the Israelite Church of God Jesus Christ, Portland, Oregon Division. My co-host, please introduce yourself.
Perpetual Recruit, Aharon.
And once again, you tuned into The Truth in PDX right here on blogtalkradio.com every Saturday evening from 8 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. to 11:30 p.m. Eastern Time. And before we get tonight's show started, I want to say shalom, peace and blessings and salutations two leadership structures in the nation of Israel. First, starting off with the Holy God and Comforter, Holy Apostle and Chief High Priest Azadakia. I want to say shalom to the Holy Apostles, Holy Apostle and Chief High Priest Ariah, and Holy Apostle and Chief High Priest Shah. I want to say shalom to the Order of the 12 Apostles. I want to say shalom to the Comforter's 42 Chief Priests and elect ladies in our nation and holy women. I want to say shalom to the Chief Bishop and Bishops of states, cities, boroughs, departments, and units. I want to say shalom to the Army of Israel, starting off with the Major 13 Shield General, all Shields and Generals. I want to say shalom to the Captains, to the Officers, to the New Hebrew Academy, to the Young Men's Academy. I want to say shalom to the Young Women's Academy. I want to say shalom to the Sisters in our nation, the Daughters of Zion. And last but not least, I want to say shalom to our children in the nation, the prince and princesses of the nation of Israel, those that are destined to make it to the kingdom of God. And tonight's topic is, am I therefore become your enemy because I tell you the truth, part two. Let's get right into it. Let's get Galatians chapter 4, verse 16.
Am I therefore become your enemy because I tell you the truth?
Again, what we've encountered here in the state of Oregon, as we go out and do unit work, as we are out and about gathering fruit, as we do camp, as we, you know, hold and conduct our seminars, counted is a lot of people start to dislike us because of the truth. We start to become disliked. We start to become unliked because we tell people the truth. Read that again.
Galatians chapter 4, verse 16. Am I therefore become your enemy because I tell you the truth?
So I want to go through some of the things that have made people our enemies. As far as we're concerned, we're not enemies with them. You know, we don't, our time is too precious to be thinking about somebody as our enemy besides the devil. But when these people get the devil in them, I guess they do become our enemy, Aharon. I'm going to run through a list of things that we say to people in the state of Oregon. And after they hear this, you know, they start to dislike us. Question that we ask them is this. Do you believe that Saturday is a Sabbath, or are you still under the Sunday law? You know, that burns people up. What do you mean the Sunday law? The Sunday law. You know, when the Catholic Church, you know, made a law that, you know, all quote-unquote believers or followers stop keeping the Sabbath on Saturday and start keeping the Sabbath or church on Sunday. Because the Sabbath clearly is Saturday. Even when you look up the word seventh day, because again, you know, the Lord created the seventh day and rested. It says Saturday. And for some reason, you know, the devil got our people wrapped up in doing what they want to do on Saturday. And they don't want to give up Saturday and make that the day of worship because they're too busy with out there shopping at the mall, at the movie theater, washing their car, watching Saturday morning cartoons, out at the park, barbecuing, you know, doing everything they want to do. Another thing that we say to people that they dislike us, are you a part of the one-third or two-third of Israel? Because according to the Bible, the two-thirds of Israel is going to die, perish. Just because you was born an Israelite, that don't mean you're going to get saved. That burns people up right there. Another question that we ask the people, and they dislike us, is this. Which Israelite camp are you affiliated with? Because we're affiliated with the original camp, the camp that taught all camps that they are Israelites, and who the Israelites are on the 12 tribe side. The camp led by Holy Apostle Ariar, Holy Apostle Shar, and the God-sent Comforter, Holy Apostle and Chief High Priest, Tzadokia. Oh, that gets them mad, right? Ooh, that burns them up, Aharon. That burns them up right there. See, they can't deny that Holy Apostle and Chief High Priest Ariar is a man of God. And if he is a man of God, why are you still ain't with the man of God? Because we still with the men of God.
That's right.
Those holy men that I just named are still part of the Israelite Church of God in Jesus Christ, which will eventually be known as the Israelite Nation of God in Jesus Christ. While you guys running around with vagabonds and bums and creeps and thieves. Here's another one. This is especially one down here in Portland. Do you love the world? Do you like Portland being weird and wicked? Because here's a motto down here in Portland. It says, keep Portland weird. You know what that means? Portland wicked. That's what that means. Keep Portland wicked. And see, something's going to have to happen here in Portland. You know, a hurricane, tornado, earthquake, tsunami, something to get the people's attention. And guess what, Iran? If that happens, what we gonna do?
Relocate.
Say it again, brother.
Relocate.
One more time, brother.
Relocate.
They gonna be holding on to nothing. Now, here's one. This one right here, this gets the people so upset. We actually made it a seminar. Do you love your pastor more than you love God? Matter of fact, we say it like this. Who do you love, God or your pastor? And brothers and sisters, you'd be surprised. You got a lot of people here in Oregon, all throughout the country, all throughout the world, that love their pastor more than God. A woman actually said this, Iron, if my pastor is going to hell, I'm going to hell.
Rightly so.
Right? Apollyon punch them both in the mouth. Probably at the same time with the double joint. Boom! Amazing. Then this one here gets them too. This one here right here, this one right here will get them to actually to respond. Especially in the email form, because a lot of times we send emails out to the people on correspondence list. You know, they hit delete or, you know, they don't answer it. But this one right here, oh, this gets a spark out of them. What's holding you back from the Holy Spirit? Because, again, we got the Holy Spirit in our church. We got the Comforter, who's teaching us all things. I'm not sure what you got in your church. And even the tongue speaking in your church ain't even real. That's babblings, vain babblings. Matter of fact, according to the Bible, anytime someone was inside the temple and threw themselves in the midst of the temple, was foaming at the mouth and all uncontrollable and babbling things people couldn't understand, that the Bible said that that person had a demon on them and that Christ had to rebuke the demon off of them. And today you call that catching the Holy Ghost?
No.
What? Come on, man. You got to be kidding me. Here's another one that gets the people angry at us. Are you ready to repent and turn back to God? Because people think that they are already with God. You've heard this before. I have a personal relationship with God. Oh, you do? Okay, what was his instructions for his people to return back to him? What were they? Since you got a personal relationship with him, what's the instructions of getting God's people to come back to him? What's his thoughts on the establishment of his kingdom here on earth? What did he tell you about that? What did he tell you about all those people that teach to not keep the laws of the Bible? Let's get Isaiah chapter 55, verse 6 and 7, please.
Isaiah chapter 55, verse 6. Seek ye the Lord, that he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near.
You see what the Bible says, brothers and sisters? You want to seek the Lord while he may be found. You want to call upon him while he is near. Again, God has set up the men and women in the Israelite Church of God in Jesus Christ to go out and to preach the gospel and to provide salvation for the people, meaning to give the people the words of salvation so they can come back to be saved. No other church is authorized to do that. I don't care what you guys think you're doing. So while we are here reaching out to you, you're supposed to be seeking us. You're supposed to be calling upon him while he is near. And we everywhere trying to reach out to you. Well, you tell us, I don't do flies. I don't take flies. I'm good. I'm all right. I got a church. I know Jesus. Some of you got nerves to say, I'm an Israelite. I know I'm an Israelite. Okay, well, why we don't see you at Passover? Why we don't see you at the Israelite Summer Jam? Where you be at Hanukkah? How you an Israelite? You ain't fellowshipping with us? Oh, you with them rebels. Wonder where that tithe money going with them rebels. Come on.
Verse 7. Isaiah chapter 55, verse 7. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon.
Again, that's the message that we're giving to the people. I'm not sure what message you're giving. I know the message you're giving to the people is money, come to me now. That's the message you're giving to the people. The message that we're giving to the people, listen, brothers and sisters, you got to forsake your wicked ways. You got to forsake your unrighteous thoughts. You have to return back unto God, and he will have mercy upon you. You have to repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Come back to God. He will abundantly pardon you and bestow mercy upon you. And then if you receive the words and humble yourself, you're supposed to say, well, brother, what do I need to do to repent? Tell me some things I need to repent for. You got to repent for smoking cigarettes. You got to repent for smoking weed. and stop telling me it comes from the earth. It comes from the earth, man. God gave me the weed. It came from the earth. So those are those mushrooms that grow on the side of the road. Eat them, smoke them, see what happens. You think Godzilla walking down the highway? Him, Martha, Rodan, everybody. He be trying to hold hands with Godzilla. A lot of things come from the earth, but God never authorized you to smoke anything, let alone that stuff. You got to repent for breaking the Sabbath for all these years. You got to repent for eating pork, shrimp, crab, lobster, shrimp. You got to repent for, trying to be politically correct here. I know we got some young people listening as well. A lot of things you got to repent for. A lot of things you got to repent. The main thing you got to repent for is for calling Caesar Borgia's God. That blonde-haired, blue-eyed image of Christ. That's a man. It is you worshiping the creature more than the creator. You got to repent for that. The white Jesus. There was no white Jesus. Jesus was always a black Jew. Let's get St. John, chapter 6. And start at verse, I don't know if we're going to be able to get through all of this. Start at verse 52. Because you're going to see that Jesus Christ, even Jesus Christ, the Son of God, when he started giving the people the truth, you're going to see what happened. They got mad at him too. Come on.
St. John chapter 6, verse 52. The Jews therefore strove among themselves, saying, how can this man give us his flesh to eat?
You see that? Again, all he had to do was say, Schlockia, sir, can you expound on that, what you meant? Because, again, one thing about Israelites, you know, they know we're not supposed to eat blood. So they supposed to understood that he wasn't actually talking about eating his actual flesh. Come on.
Verse 53. Then Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, except ye eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, ye have no life in you.
Again, the problem that the Jews had, it wasn't the fact of that he's telling them that he has, that he's telling them that they have to drink his blood and eat his flesh. The problem is they didn't want to acknowledge him as God in the flesh.
Verse 54. Whoso eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood hath eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day.
Come on.
For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed.
Come on.
He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood dwelleth in me, and I in him.
Come on.
As the living Father hath sent me, and I live by the Father, so he that eateth me, even he shall live by me.
Come on.
This is that bread which came down from heaven, not as your fathers did eat manna and are dead. He that eateth of this bread shall live forever.
Again, so what is Christ telling them? I'm the one that provided that angel's food for your forefathers in the wilderness. Again, let it be known that he's not just a normal man, that he's actually God in the flesh. Give me verse 66 and we're going to have to end it. We're running out of time.
From that time, many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him.
You see that? Am I therefore become your enemy because I tell you the truth? Thank you for tuning into the truth in PDX right here on blogtalkreal.com. God bless. Good night. Shalom.